my hijab because I want people to judge me for who I am rather than what I look like. I don't think any person likes it when somebody likes them just for how they look like. They should like them for our personality, and that's what we strive for as human beings. So this is like something extra there so that we're able to get to it sooner, so that people like us for our personality rather than, you know, how good I look. Well, the number one reason of why I wear a hijab is to only be submitting to God and to follow God's laws and rules. And, you know, of course, in the Quran, it talks about how a woman should dress modestly and to obey those rules and the foundations of, that God has allowed for us and has established for us to live on our day-to-day society.
I wear my hijab because I think it's a form of respect, and people look at you as a person, not as a woman.
Generally, a common misconception about my hijab is that I'm oppressed and that I have to ask a man permission anytime I want to do something, and we usually crack jokes about that because we all know that it's not true.
No, my father never forced it on me. It was a choice, and I really like it.
That's why God says that women should wear scarves, is that back before the actual, you know, Islam came and whatnot, women who wore scarves were royalty. And they were the ones that didn't have to, like, clean and, you know, vacuum, do whatever. That was a symbol of royalty. And therefore, after Islam, what we wear every day is a symbol of royalty. I don't have to do anything if I don't want to.
Ideas of when people come up to you and they say, you know, why do you wear it? Are you bald? Do you go to sleep with it? Do you take a shower with it? The first question I always get asked is, are you hot? That's probably the funniest thing. I got asked by an Elvis in Vegas if I was hot. And I was, no.
And as we get older, there's more other misconceptions. I mean, especially with today's society and the way it is, people constantly come up to me and they say, does your husband make you wear it? Does your dad make you wear it? Do the men in the family make you wear it? And of course, in a way, it's always talking about oppression and, you know, that allowing for, you know, they think that the men force women to wear that kind of hijab. But in reality, it's not at all that way. And unfortunately, our society isn't educated enough. And we have to educate them and to allow for them to, you know, by our actions and by our faith and by our belief, to, you know, erase all these misconceptions.
One of the biggest misconceptions I think people have about the hijab is they always refer to it as something traditional rather than something religious. So they'll be like, you stereotype, you're from the Middle East, you wear a hijab, and I would explain to them that no, it's about Islam, it's not about where I'm from.
The hijab doesn't hold me back from anything. It allows me to do even more things. I can do things without wondering what people care or wondering what people think about me, and it just opens up so many more opportunities rather than holding them back. That's a rather normal misconception that people get, that the hijab holds you back rather than enhances your capabilities.
I don't think the hijab has ever held me back from doing what I want.
You know, the fortunate thing about me and my career is that the hijab hasn't ever held me back. You know, I'm an architect, and actually the hijab allows me and pushes me to be more forward. The number one thing that I get from clients, for example, is that men clients love the fact that I wear the hijab because they can focus on work rather than the fact that a woman is in front of them. You know, I'm not a distraction for them. Instead, they're more engaged in business, they're more engaged into how educated I am, they're more engaged into my soul and making sure that, you know, work and progress gets done rather than, you know, a distraction, I almost want to say. So it's always been, I've always had the upper hand because I've worn a hijab. My message to those girls who are afraid to be different by wearing the scarf is that different is good. If you're unique, that's what makes you stand out from the crowd, and that's what we all need as human beings.
I tell them you should wear your hijab. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with showing who you really are, and it's part of your religion, so why not?
I really think that a woman or a girl, especially a young girl, should try for at least one day, 24 hours to wear a hijab and to go out. Because it's the whole world changes. You see how men all of a sudden start respecting you. You have some sort of respect, but men and women tend to respect you more.
A lot of people when I came from Kuwait had that concern as well. They said, well, why don't you just take it off over there? And I wouldn't do it and I wouldn't change anything. And they said, people give you trouble, people look at you differently. I've been here 4 years and I've never had trouble. No one has ever looked at me differently. It's been great.
And just go ahead and try it. It's actually a good thing. And, you know, of course, if a room is full of white marbles and a white, you know, ping pong balls, and the one that's red is the one that stands out. So what, it's the one that you want. It's the jewel in the box that you are automatically attracted to. And when that jewel in the box is something that is protected and it's wonderful and, you know, and has a good soul and it's a good being and it's faithful, that's the one that people are automatically drawn to. And, you know, it's good to be that one red, you know, ball and filled with a whole bunch of room. It's good to be different.